I want to reveal my best kept secret. I say I want to. I've really hesitated. For the past 2 years, I've kept something from you. It's been more than that, actually. Pretty much the whole time I've been a resident. And that is, what happens to the money that people spend to join the Medical Mastermind community? Well, half of it goes to operate the site. The other half has been going somewhere else, and it just seems like it's the right time, the right thing to do to tell you, though I've hesitated for a long time. I've literally had this note set in front of my desk for a couple of months. But here we go. I support a few nonprofit charities. My favorite and the largest one that we contribute to is Compassion International. It has a unique model of one-to-one sponsorship and empowering local churches, has been helping children, put them on hopeful paths since 1952. So I sponsor more than a dozen children all over the world in different places. If you ever watch the news and you see, like, you know, tsunamis here and there, earthquakes, usually the Medical Mastermind community is sponsoring a child that's in that area. I mean, I get these personal letters. Sometimes they have to drop out of the program, and they don't tell me exactly why. But it certainly makes global issues come to life. It makes me a lot more connected to the world, and I think that is a good thing. When budgets get tight, I really fight trying to keep this mode of sponsorship going. So let me give you a few fun facts for Compassion International, understanding that if you help with the Medical Mastermind community costs, this is where your money is going. 4 to 8 hours is the average amount of time per week that a compassion-assisted child spends at a child development center. Understand that the general picture of what they do is provide clothes, food, and books, spiritual guidance, and really a school environment for kids that are in third world countries that don't have anything. Some of them live in either shanty towns or, you know, in some cases they live in trash or whatever. I see pictures and they dress them up for the pictures, but I know a little bit about the third world because it was in the third world that I got interested in medicine. And I think that's helped me connect back to my roots as a pre-med. The very first pre-med thought I had was in Africa. And here we are. I'm helping folks in Africa, Haiti, all over. 44 weeks out of the year is the typical amount of weeks that a child participates in the program. The program is comprehensive. They do give them exams. In fact, that's one of the biggest things that the children write letters to me and comment on is their exams. They try hard. It's so sweet. They really write these letters. I have a file that's literally 2 inches thick of letters I've received from these children over the years. And honestly, I could help writing them back sometimes. That's one of my motivations for unveiling what I'm doing is I'm too busy to sponsor or at least be a pen pal with 13 plus children. And, you know, on your first sign up for something like that, you think, oh, it's a financial thing, but it becomes quickly a personal thing when they're writing you letters and notes and that sort of thing. And so if you are interested, you could sponsor them. In fact, now the monthly membership for Medical Mastermind community is less than the cost of what it takes to sponsor one of these children monthly. So if that's something you've been interested in doing and you're into charity and helping folks in the third world that are less well off than you, then you could look at it that way and join as a philanthropic type of motive. So the number of hours invested weekly ranges from 5.6 million to 11.2 million. This is all over the world. That's how big the program is. There are 6,210 frontline church sponsors and partners that are doing all this work. Millions of hours all over the world. There are more than 1.4 children that are in the program total. And over the course of the Compassion International program, there have been 85,143 children's lives committed to Christ over the last year as a result of this time and influence. Now, you may not be a Christian, but understand that they're giving food, clothing, books, school, education, safety. It's a frontline organization that tries to decrease human trafficking and things like that. There's a lot of good work that goes with it. So, anyway, I just wanted to reveal that about the Medical Mastermind community, that that's what I've been doing for the last few years, and it's something that I could use help with. I feel like these children deserve a better pen pal than just me, and since we're a mastermind community after all, you could just let me know if you're interested in sponsoring a child or two, and I would just mail you their letters. I could literally just either scan it to you, write your response, and maybe give it back to me. We'll work out the details how we do it, because I tend to upload my responses that are then converted into paper letters on their website. So we can work out the details if you're interested in helping these children. So thanks for listening to this special episode. I'm your host, Dr. Dan.